on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
Glory to God forever. Welcome in, Wonder Reality. Continuing the series about the Holy Spirit, that He is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Father. That's all simple, yet so vast and eternal that for all of eternity we will be experiencing Him, knowing Him, living in and through Him, and Him in us. And so we can begin that on the earth. Very few on the earth even come to that realization. So let's do our best to live that. The verses that we just heard are so important, because Jesus Christ, as we know, He is the express image of the Father God Almighty. He's everything. He became what we are, so we can become what He is, a child of God. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we can do that. It's this glorious, you almost might call it this glorious mystery, yet so simple. So simple that we don't have to have a Bible. I hope that you can hear those birds. I don't know if you can hear the rain. I'm outside. It's raining lightly. Everything's wet all over the ground, the grass. Birds are singing. There's a creek here that is flowing now because it rained hard this morning. And you can just go out in nature like this, and it just speaks of God Almighty. It from Him and His glorious, abundant, bountiful, giving person and hand, and it's just beyond comprehension that He on the earth has set up nature to provide for us, sending the rain that is so vital to us. And I could go on and on about that, but I don't want to focus on that, because there's something even more glorious, and that's knowing Jesus through the Holy Spirit every minute, every hour, every day, through the hard times, through the good times, all the time. He allows us to flee and to get away from all of the negative from this fallen world, which is almost, it's a test to see where someone will go for eternity. It's just a dress rehearsal, a test to see where someone will go for eternity. the most glorious thing we can do every day. Know the Holy Spirit. We can't put that into words. How do we know Him? He's a person. It's a relationship. Us and Him. You and Him. One person and Him. It's a relationship. It's up to us to develop it. He's all around us all the time. All the time. In the previous message, I gave that metaphor. Fellowship with Him is as simple as just going outside. The physical example metaphor is go outside any time, and you're surrounded. Now, this is going to sound so simple that someone might dismiss it, but when a person goes outside, they're surrounded by air, and the wind is blowing, and there's depending on where they are, there's the sky, and they're surrounded by things that God has created all around them. They can't get away from it. Now, someone can go out and just really enjoy that, right? A person can go out and enjoy it and like, wow, this is wonderful. Look at this weather. Let's say it's a nice day. You know, we all like the nice, perfect sunny days. Let's say that it's a perfect day. They go outside and it's like, wow, this is wonderful. This is incredible. It's a beautiful day. The air, the wind is light, the gentle breeze. The sun is on, shining. It's beautiful, and they receive it. Another person stays inside all day with the windows closed, and they don't go outside all day. They spend the whole day in that house or apartment or whatever they're in, and the windows are closed, and they never go outside. They don't receive it. They're still getting some benefits from it, right? But they don't receive it at all. That's the metaphor I want to present of us fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, receiving God. Of course, it's a process. First, we have to receive Jesus Christ, but then there's the progression. We go through the different phases. But fellowshipping with Him, it's as simple as us receiving Him. Just receive Him. All the time. All the time. 24 hours a day. He's all around us. His presence and His power is everywhere, all over the earth. Everywhere we go, He's there. Everywhere we go in the whole world, He's all around us. Or we can do what we normally do and just not receive Him. Ignore Him. And that's what most people do. They still get the benefits of what God has created for them. All the benefits. In the natural and the spiritual. You know, people who don't even believe in Jesus Christ or God, they're getting spiritual benefits all the time. Really, you know, Jesus said He's kind to the unthankful and evil. I don't want to go into that, but obviously everyone on the earth is getting the natural benefits of what God has created. He created the whole earth and everything in it. And everything, I've said this before, every person on the earth, even those who don't believe in the one true God and Jesus, everything that they have is from Him. Everything. Their children, their families, their friends, their job, their health, their very physical existence on the earth. He created them. Everything that they need to survive and everything that they enjoy comes from Him. He created all. I said this in some earlier messages. Remember, I mentioned He created those four. Is it four things that we need to survive? You know, air and water and food and He created all of that. Like it's just so. So as we think about these things, there's always something higher and greater and better. You know, we can just receive Jesus and just stay right there. But let's go and let's get to that highest level, which is fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, fellowshipping with Him. He's the most glorious, beautiful being in the universe. So beautiful. So magnificent. So on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. This is the whole key to your walk with Him. Without Him, we can't walk with Jesus. We can't experience all of the wonderful things He wants us to have. We cannot do anything in ministry. We can't do anything. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I want to keep this so short and simple because that's the key. Jesus said we must become like a child to receive the kingdom. And I do want to get into more detailed teachings. You know, it's so vast, and it can reveal so much to us. Like, for example, the covenants in the Old Testament, the 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Covenant. Or let's think about the covenants periods, such as the Adamic, the Noahic, the Abrahamic, the Mosaic. These are all, you know, we hear things like that and we think about the Old Testament and it gets intimidating to us. And I think that's a tragedy that so many people in the world, they view a Christian life or Catholic as this burdensome religious activity. And they give up. They don't. And that is so wrong for us. And that's why I keep emphasizing the simplicity, the fact that we don't have to have a Bible, that it's about a relationship with Him. And that's why I purposefully do not go into, you know, detailed things from the Bible and the Old Testament, and those things are wonderful. But we can almost say, let's forget about that because it's a relationship with Him. It would be better for us, for somebody, if they don't have a relationship with Him, it would be much better for them to just seek that. Seek Him and a relationship with Him first, okay? No matter how long it takes, whether it takes one day or a year or 10 years, it won't take that long. If they seek Him with their whole heart, if you seek Him with your whole heart, you'll find Him. Quick, He'll meet you more than halfway, and that's when everything begins. Everything flows from that. Everything makes sense. For eternity. That's when we realize, we look at the earth and see all the suffering. But we realize when we find, when we get, call it, we're born again, we realize God sees things totally different. His kingdom is totally different. Those who are suffering the most on the earth have the greatest chance of making it to heaven. Eternity is what matters. Those who are doing great on the earth, it's tragic for them. They have more of a chance of ending up in hell for eternity. So it changes our whole perspective. And then it's just everything. A relationship with Him. And it has nothing to do with any of this Christian, Catholic, religious stuff. It's a tragedy that people perceive that. I'd say 99% of the world or more think if you bring up anything related to Christian, Catholic, if you notice that, test that out. Bring it up to people in a nice way. Just test it. 9 times out of 10, even in the U.S., which is open to Christianity, they're just resistant and they don't want to talk about it and they get in a bad mood. This is what we were meant to do and born to do on the earth and for eternity, is to fellowship with Him in this glorious fellowship that fulfills us 100% completely in every which way. Every need and want and desire and longing fulfilled fully and completely forever. And yet 99% of the people in the world have no clue about that, and they resist it, and they will get actually angry if you bring it up and want to discuss it. And even those who know Jesus Christ don't know that the answer is fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. And that's what the kingdom is. And it was Jesus' most frequent topic that He taught when He was on the earth as a man. By far His most frequent topic. It's right there in red and white and black. In black and white and red. The kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. He, over and over. That should be our message every time. Every message we give. The next series I give should be called The Kingdom. And I should give 100 messages in a row about that. What's the kingdom? It's Him. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. What is the kingdom? It's Him. He can't be described. He can't be put into words. Because He's so wonderful. He's so glorious. He made us and put us here to fellowship with Him forever. And yet 70% or more of the people on the earth are deceived and will not experience that for eternity and will end up in hell. Burning in fire forever. Not just separated from God and in a dark place where they are depressed. They will be in a literal fire, burning in fire that is a lake of fire, and their senses will be stronger than they were on earth. All 5 senses, their sense of feel, they will feel the fire. Their sense of touch, they will feel it burning their whole body. Their sense of sight, they will see the fire and see the people around them burning. And their sense of hearing, they will hear all of the screams, the screaming, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth. Their sense of, so that's 3, touch, sight, hearing, taste. Their sense of taste will be more. They will never have anything good to taste. They will taste the burning sulfur and fire. And their sense of smell. they will, the awful stenches and that would just cause someone to die if they did, and they, that's eternal death. They will never pass away because we are spirit beings who are eternal because God made us in His image and He's eternal. Glory to God. Thanks for listening. I'll continue next message.